Pam Sidhu, Drive Time.
This is Pam Sidhu on Sudbury Radio. Now, my next guest is a singer, songwriter. He even composes. He's given us big hits such as Dil Ki Aadat, more recently, Thora Thora Pyar. Please welcome Stebin Benn.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Stebin.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for such a sweet introduction.
Well, thank you so much for your sweet songs that you're giving us at the moment. They're absolutely phenomenal. You know, you're just giving us hit after hit. And, you know, we want to take a little bit of time because you've got a lot of fans here in the UK, you know, just to speak to you. What is it that drives you for your music? Have you always thought to yourself that you want to be a big singer, or is it something that just happened? Tell us about your journey.
Definitely. So I was part of my school band while I was in the school. And then when I moved to college, I formed a band where I used to just participate in a lot of international band, band contest, you know, and like these festivals and all. Yes. And later I moved to Bombay and I thought maybe I can just, do something in music. So I came to Bombay looking after work. And yes. I started assisting a few people just to learn more about music. And right after then, I started performing in Bombay in the small shows here and there all around India. And later on, few of my songs on YouTube, few of my cover songs on YouTube got big numbers like 10 million, 20 million. Then I'm talking about 2016, 2017. So that's when I was offered a lot of playback songs. And my first playback was Mera Dil Bhi Kitna Pagal Hai, which was one of the recreated version of this song. And it went 50 million, so which was a very big number then. So, you know, after then, I got a lot of songs. I was offered a lot of songs from Zee Music. I was offered a lot of songs from Viral Music, Sony Music, and all these labels. So, yeah, I got a lot of opportunities there. So, I think all these songs, are the reason why people are liking my songs and why these songs are all traveling and reaching everywhere.
Well, they are. They're reaching us here in the UK, and you have a really big fan following.
Well, I'm really glad that it's reaching there. Give my love to everyone out there who's listening to my songs right now.
Yes. Well, you have a lot of fans listening right now. There's a lot of people that are always contacting me, you know, saying, oh, you know, can we listen to this one at Stebin? You have a lot of fans. And it's interesting. It's so interesting to hear your journey, because that must be so inspirational for people listening right now, that you started off in the school band. You just had this vision in your mind. You went to Mumbai. You started doing the covers on YouTube, and what an instant success. And from there, the playback singing has started. But tell me, because your first film playback was only 2 years ago. Have you had that moment where you've just sat back and you thought, yes, I've made it?
So I remember doing a lot of songs for Zee Music, and I got this project, which was international project, which was Indian, Australian, and American based film, actually. I think Indian, Australian, US based film, something like that. So, which was where I got a patriotic song, you know, and I wanted to sing this one, Hame Bharat Kehte Hai, which I heard that it was internationally released and was about to release in India. So, I thought I'll definitely would want to start my career singing a song, obviously, for India. And I remember singing this Hame Bharat Kehte, and this was the first song which I sang for film. And I remember going to the theater with my entire family, and I called all my friends, to watch the premiere of the film and listen my song there.
Oh, wow. And, you know, it must have been such a proud moment for your family as well.
Yeah. It was very special for my family and for all my friends who were there, who all joined me, you know, who wanted to hear me. Because I think, for any singer, you know, their dream, I'm sure their one dream is to sing for films and, you know, hear their own song in a theater, in a big screen, you know. So this was one of my dream come true moment, especially for my family as well.
Oh, yes. And you've gone from Hame Bharat Kehte Hai to Ishq Di Feeling in Shimla Mirch. You know, that's another playback that you've done there in that film. Do you prefer doing the singles, or do you prefer doing the films, or do you
See,
just love music?
honestly, when I started my career, I think right after when I started singing for films, I think the lockdown happened. So it's just been 2 years when I, you know, my songs started releasing in the films and the lockdown happened. So obviously there are a lot of film songs which are about to release, which I'm waiting for this pandemic to just get over so that films can just start again. So I have a lot of songs lined up in the films, basically. So right now I'm enjoying the singles more because the films can't be released. But I'm sure once the films will be films will start coming out, you know, then maybe I would definitely want to do a lot of film songs, because films, they have the big screens, they have the big actors doing right justice, you know, to the songs and all, and it's released in a it's released everywhere, actually. So you know, you a single gets a bigger platform, you know, bigger exposure as well. So I think for now I'm just enjoying the singles because the films can't be released, and I love collaborating with the different artists, with a lot of singers, with a lot of actors. So I've been working a lot with film actors, TV actors as well. Right now.
Well, talking about that, you know, I'm very, very excited about this new release that you have coming. So you've collaborated with Bile Div once again. As you've just you know, you've just been telling me as well about how it's the 2.0 version of Barish, the single that you had out with her last year. But this one, it's a different version. So, of course, Barish was very, very successful. Tell us about how this came about, how you've got to this, to doing another version of the song. Why have you done another version of the song? And
so we released the Barish last year in the monsoon, and people loved it. In fact, this was my first collaboration with Payal. Payal Dev, the singer Payal Dev, and with the entire team with Viral Originals. And this time, I think the last year it went really great. I think we were topping all the radio charts, we were topping a lot of musical charts, and it just went, it did really great for the entire team, you know, because we all worked really hard, you know, promoting a song which is for the monsoon. So now this part two, the Barish 2.0, is a sequel, is not a is nothing continuing the song, but it's a different, altogether different project. Just we just kept it like a project 2.0,
so because this is the song, for the Barish name is, of 2021.
Yeah, this is from the Barish 2021. The song name is Barish Banjana, which features Hina, which with you know, actor Hina, with whom I've already worked in a song, and she's a great actor. And the good part is that I'm doing it again with Payal. This is my third song with Payal, and I'm looking forward to it because it's a very commercial and it's a beautiful romantic monsoon song. So I feel that this will be the perfect monsoon song this year for all my friends and fans and family out there.
Well, you do love to give us these romantic tracks. So many of the songs that you've given us, they, you know, they're so romantic. You can really feel that it's like the song that you did already for Shimla Mirch. You have the Ishqadi feeling in your voice when you're singing.
So I think Ishqadi feeling was my debut Bollywood song. Because Hame Bharat Kehte was kind of an international project where it was Indian, Australian based film, and there were a lot of international actors, Hollywood actors as well. So this one is kind of my Bollywood debut, Ishqadi feeling, you know, where Rajkumar Rao was there, and I think he did a great job there.
Yes. And, you know, bringing it back to Barish Banjana, you mentioned that Hina Khan is in the video. You also have Shaheed Sheikh in the video
Shaheed Sheikh. Yeah. He's a super actor.
Yes. It's a top production. But how did you actually, you mentioned it's your third track with Bile. How do you find working with her?
It's really great because, you know, now if you see, not many female singers are there, you know. So I think Bile is one of the very talented music directors. And, you know, she's one of the fab singers because she knows, you know, she knows what the generation needs and, you know, and what the masses, you know, they need. So I think she's doing very commercial and at the same time, very classy projects as well. So where I've always enjoyed working with her, collaborating, because I think both our voice syncs really well, actually. Every time the sync, you know, sounds really good. So I've enjoyed Barish. I've enjoyed singing Barish 2.0 also. So just can't wait for the song to be released and out.
Yeah. Can we get a taster? Is it possible to get a little, a couple of lines from yourself?
Jab main badal ban jaun, tum bhi barish ban jana, jo kam pad jaye saase, tum mera dil ban jana. Jab main badal ban jaun, tum bhi barish ban jana, jo kam pad jaye saase, tum mera dil ban jana.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, kya baat hai. You just transported me off into another world listening to your voice there.
And I really want you guys to hear this one. I think for this going to be the beautiful monsoon track of this year. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes, well, we are playing that on Subbus Radio. So, you know, thank you for releasing music right now, because, of course, right now the world is going through a very difficult time. We're in a pandemic. And of course, there's a lot of loss, and we need music. Right. We need music. We need music to lift us up, to inspire us, to keep us going, to change our state. So thank you for the releases. Music is our soul food, right? And it's something that we need. So thank you so much for releasing music. Of course,
you know, being a singer, being a musician, my work is to always serve, you know, the best music to people, you know, any way I can inspire them, any way I can make their mood better, any way I can just make their day, I can make them happy. I always make different kind of songs, different genres, you know, so that they like it and they can relate, you know, they can relate the songs with their moods and all.
Yes, yes. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What's your big goal?
Oh, 10 years, I think in the next 5 years, I definitely see myself at the top.
Yes.
In the top singers list, of course. Would definitely want to be the number one, just the number one. And I've been working really hard, towards my singing, my passion, and I'm just trying to be very consistent with my songs. I'm not taking breaks. My songs are coming out in every 1 month or 2 months. Yes. There are a lot of film songs, a lot of singles, and the good part is that people are liking it, and you know, I can feel the acceptance of the voice, you know, now. So Thoda Thoda Pyar, you know, is one of my latest songs, which is topping number one everywhere in India in all the platforms. You know, it's trending number one. It's already been, I think it's been 4-5 months the song is out, yes. Or maybe 3-4 months, but it's number one everywhere, and the love I'm getting, it's magical, you know. It's overwhelming, you know, like how people are loving the song.
Yes, well, it is a magical song, and as you just mentioned, you know, you have a lot of music due to be released in the films, but because of this backlog that we're facing with the films not being released at the moment, especially for us playing the music on the radio, when we have any new music coming out right now, it's like gold dust. And as you mentioned, you've consistently continued to give us the music through the pandemic. So once again, thank you for that. And thank you for this new song.
I should be thanking you for, you know, making my songs, reaching there in UK and playing my songs all the time, and giving love to my songs, I think, and to definitely the credit goes to the audiences as well, because they're giving a lot of love in return, you know, because whatever I'm doing right now is for them. And, you know, the love, amount of love I'm getting in return is just, it's amazing. It's, you know, to watch it and to hear it.
Yes. Well, obviously on the other side of all these, the problems we're facing right now in terms of the global pandemic, do you see yourself visiting the UK? Do you see yourself doing some shows over here?
Yeah, I had actually a lot of shows and a lot of queries from there. I think in the lockdown, actually, because I was supposed to travel in UK and a lot of places. But I think now because of the pandemic, I've, all the shows got cancelled. But maybe because now when everything gets over and when there's when the situation is better, I might just come there for a lot of gigs, because I have a world tour pending. There maybe a few shows are aligned there as well.
Yes, yes. Well, we look forward to seeing you here at Subbus in Subbus Studios as well when you do come. And we'll be sure to get you here on Drive Time talking to your fans live. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. So that is, do you have a message for your UK fans right now before we sadly have to say goodbye?
Of course, guys. Thank you for all the love you guys have been giving to my songs and my projects and everything. Guys, for now, I'll just ask you all to take all the precautions and just stay safe, stay home, and keep your mask on. Because we don't know when is this all getting over. Just keep the mask on. Give all your love to your family. If you're a music lover, keep listening to my music. Also, share it with your friends and family. And all my love to all of you guys.